Sagt Mishnah Weite Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Nigmar Adin. The din is over. We've seen in the previous Mishnayos that we did everything possible to tilt it for Zechus. Well, the Maisa, Bezen couldn't change the halacha, and based on the evidence, the ruling was that he's chayiv. Metzianoi say they take him out, Lesakloi to give him skila. Beis HaSkila, this place where they did the skila, the stoning, Hoyechutz LeBezen. It was outside the Beis Din house. Actually, Beis Din means house of din. Now, it was some distance away, explains the Batim. It wasn't very close by. Reason being that we have one last hope that even after the din, even after we exhausted all efforts to try to find a schus for him, but maybe we can stall just a little bit. It's going to take them time to get to the place where they perform the execution. Someone will think of a schus. Shenemar. How do we know that it's far away? Because the pasuk says, "Hoitze es ha-mekalel." Take out the person that was mekalel. Mekalel means that he said terrible things. By saying take out, the pasuk seems to be suggesting that they had to take him some distance away from the Beis Din. Even at this point, we want to make sure that should Beis Din come up with a schus, they should be able to communicate quickly. So therefore, Echad oimed al Pesach Beis Din. One person stands at the door of the Beis Din, vasudarin biyadai, with flags in his hand. If he raises the flags, that's a simon. Come back, come back. Biyadam echad reichiv asos. Another person sits on a horse. He's mounted on the horse and he's ready to ride. He's going to be very careful over here. And he's going to strategically position himself in a very specific place. Rachok mimenu. At a distance from him, but not too far, it has to be Kadeshi Rayeu. The rider has to be able to see the flag if the flag is going to come up. Now, what's the job of this rider? His job is to race ahead and stop them from being Mekayim the Misa if he sees the person holding the flag waving the flags. So, on his horse, he goes as far as possible from the Bezin toward the place of the stoning. We want to position things so that we'll have the best possible chance to reach him in time and prevent the execution if something came up that we don't have to do it. The Mishnah continues to illustrate this. Oimer Echad, let's say someone in Beis Din, suddenly says, "Ooh, I have a new reason to say he's Potter that wasn't discussed." Right away, hello, the other person, meaning the flag person, Mainif, he waves basudarin, the flags, the hasus, and the person sitting on the horse, ready to move, runs umamidai, he gallops off to stop them. Wait, let's see if this schus is going to stick, if it's going to work. The afilu hu oimer, even if the person being taken to be executed, even if he himself says, yeshli lelamid el atzmi schus, I think I have a schus on myself. Machzirin, I say, they bring him back. Even if this happens 4 or 5 times, we keep going back to the Beis Din. However, we bring it back only if what he says sounds like there's something there. Now, what if Lamaisa, he's not saying anything? He just says, no, I have a schus. Yeah, what's your schus? And somehow he's just mumbling. So the first and even second time we bring him back, maybe he's so frightened that he can't get the words out of his mouth. But if he'll calm down a moment, he'll be able to mention why he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. But afterwards, we don't. Not unless he's saying something that makes sense. Now, 2 Talmid Chachamim come along to hear if Taka, what he says, has some shot. That's when we're going to come back even 4 or 5 times. Matzilo Ischus, so they Taka find Ischus for him, Pitaru. Then he's Potter. But the Imlav, but if not, Yoitze Lisakal, he goes out to be stoned. We're still going to try one more thing. V'cheruz yoytze lefanav. An announcement is made before him. Remember from Eilu Metzias, Ve'elu chayiv lahachriz. Lahachriz means to announce. Someone walks in front of him and says, Ish ploini ben ploini, so-and-so the son of so-and-so. Yoytze lesakel is being taken out to be stoned. Al sha'over aveira ploinis, because he was over this and this aveira. And the Batanura adds, on this and this day, during this and this hour, in this and this place. Uplayni uplayni Edom, and Reuven and Shimon were his Edom. They're the ones who testified against him. Now, what we're looking for here a little bit, or more than a little bit, is for someone to hear this and say, what? Reuven and Shimon testified against him? During that time of that place? They were with us. Or maybe we can have an Edom Zaymim situation. So Akulpanim, we make this announcement and we say, Kol mi sheyadeo leischus yovei v'yalam eid olav. Anyone who knows a reason to say that he should not be Chayiv Misa should come forward and explain it. So whether the Edom are Edom Zaymimim or there's something we don't know, and if we knew that, he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa, whoever it is, we say, please come forward. Okay, so we learned that after the Gemar Hadin, we take him out of the Bezdin to the Beis Haskila. That was some distance from Bezdin. Actually, we see in the Torah, it had to be outside of the three Machnas. Outside of the Azar, which is Machna Shechina, outside of the Harabayas, which is Machna Levia, and outside of Yerushalayim, which is Machna Yisrael. That's where the Beis Haskila was, outside of Yerushalayim. In any city that was surrounded by a wall, it had to be outside of the wall. It had to be far away because we want to give this extra chance over here that we may come up with a reason that he's not Chayiv. Someone stands by the Pesach of Bezdin with flags, ready to wave them. Another person, riding on a horse, is positioned if he sees the flags go up. He charges after them and says, wait, wait, stop the execution. If any one of the Dayanim or the Talmidim say, Yeshli l'lamed olav schus, the flags go up and the horse goes to stop them, meaning the rider. Even the person himself, the one that's about to get skill, if he says he has a schus, we take him back, even 4 or 5 times. We said the first 2 times, even if he can't get anything out of his mouth, maybe he's just too scared. Afterwards, only if he's saying something which could result in a schus, and if we take a find a schus, he's potter. If not, he goes out to get skila. And even here, we still have one more step where it's possible to stop it. An announcement is made, a public announcement. So-and-so is going out to get skila, because he was over this Aveira, and so-and-so are his Edom. And as the Batanura explained, we say where it took place and when it took place, so it could be somebody will come running and say to the Edom in Manu Hayisem, you were with us. They will become Edom Zaymimim, or it could be someone hears the story and he says he knows of a schus. And if someone does know of a schus, so he's told over here in the announcement, please come and be Melamed Schus on him.